Municipalities are now realizing the cost and difficulties of implementing the controversial R2 system. R2 is the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act, which has been in force for years in Gauteng only. The R2 Amendment Act enables R2 to be rolled out across the country and introduces the demerit point system. It also diverts half of the traffic fine revenue from municipalities to the Road Traffic Infringement Authority, or the RTIA. We see that the Swellendam local municipality has tabled a report in council which raises concerns about the cost and logistical difficulties of implementing R2. The report says R2 is a high risk to municipal finances, as municipalities are obliged to carry additional costs but face a significant loss in revenue. The report warns that Swellendam municipality could lose as much as 5 to 7 million rand a year, and that the municipality does not have the revenue base to absorb this. ANSA has repeatedly warned that R2 is impractical and unlikely to contribute to road safety. On paper, R2 might look like the silver bullet that will improve road safety, but in fact, the practical issues surrounding the implementation of this flawed system will do the exact opposite. R2 is due to take effect in July, although a date has yet to be gazetted.